Can everybody hear me?
For sure.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
You're adding to the stress a little bit.
That's okay.
No stress. Thanks for singing that song. I recall working when I used to work with the union. I was on a very big job, and I was on a job where a lot of things were going on, high stress. And I was singing this song right here. I didn't know all the rest of the words of it, but I did know the first half, and I sang it out loud, but there was so much noise going on, nobody could hear me. So it was all good. It was all good. Thank you. Let's just work off this one. So this morning, I just want to share some things with you that I've had the opportunity to go over, and Lord spoke to me over the year, or for some time now. And so I'd just like to share those things with you today. I'm going to be using the NIV, but I also have my New King James Version, so I'll be trying not to move too fast. I have verses, so. Let's just look to the Lord for a minute here. Lord, we're just so thankful we're able to be part of your life, Lord. Your fellowship that we desire, that you've used the Holy Spirit to move among us, Lord, and to speak to our hearts. And we just ask that you just be here with us now as we open these words and make them fresh again, Lord, and we just ask for your Spirit to just dwell here with us. We ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to open up to Exodus 31. And we're going to read, I'm going to start off verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make the artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze." I'm reading from the NIV, and I'm just going to jump over. It is written once again, but there are some added things over in chapter 35, verse 30. Says the same things the Lord repeats here, but this is when Moses is speaking to the Israelites. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, in the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze." And then I'm going to jump down into 34. Towards the end, it says, "The ability to teach others." And then 35, "He has filled them with the skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen." And I'm going to jump again down to in 36. So Bez for short, "and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the works of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded." So three things about that. I'm looking at those words there, skills, ability, and knowledge. Not to mention that it's the Holy Spirit we're talking about. And the Holy Spirit is the source, the power behind those abilities and your knowledge and your skill. I'm going to make a couple references to my own career because I find it interesting over the years. I've seen parallels. And So you're going to get a little bit of education in electrical, if that's all right with you. So, the Holy Spirit just was given, and I'm looking because the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament is not spoken very much of, but he has he did a work. I want to say also, I probably shouldn't throw this out yet, but it says in verse 3 of Genesis that the Spirit hovered over the waters. And I'm going to make a direct beeline to Acts. And when the Spirit came down to earth, he filled the apostles, but the Spirit came back to earth and is among us now. As all believers, we have that Spirit in us. So these things that we're going to talk about, we all have. We all have that, and we're able to use them. We can call upon it. And the Spirit is that source of that power. So I'd like to talk about transformers. So I don't know how many of you know what a transformer is. It's what sits up on the poles. And a transformer is something that we use to take a higher voltage and bring it down to a house voltage. The way that works is it's basically two cores inside of that canister that you see up on the pole. That's just one type of transformer, but basically what it is two cores that are so close together that one bleeds off to the other. And that's what the Holy Spirit does in our life. He's energized with power, and we, in spirit with him, become able and have the abilities to do his work. So it's a transforming that happens, and it's very, very similar to that power. Another thing is that power, you can't see. Holy Spirit, you don't see, but he is there, right? So it is something that we all have access to, and the Lord has said, I'm going to leave this helper for you. And for why? For the reasons why, we'll be able to see some of that in what I've got here to share with you. So I want to read into Ezekiel because it backs this up, what the Lord has done. In Ezekiel 36, verse 26. It says, verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put in a new spirit in you, and I will remove you from your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. And I want to jump one more into 37, verse 14. And I will put my spirit in you, and you will live. And I will settle in you in your own land, that you will know that I am the Lord, have spoken, and I have done it, declares the Lord. So, in the Old Testament, it doesn't really talk too many times, but God here gave this young man, Bezalel, just the ability, the skills and the knowledge to build the sanctuary. There's a lot of detail in there, which I don't really want to go in, but it does talk about the first things is working with gold, silver, and bronze. Those are not man-made items. Those are part of creation. That's what the Lord, he gave this young man, which I had read, this young man is, he was a teenager and gave him basically made him a craftsman. He had a solid understanding, and the Lord put him in charge. And he was able to work with these different things that the Lord was building in the sanctuary. The Lord had a vision, gave it to Moses. Moses, he had it, but the Lord said, I have somebody to take care of that for you. He gave Bezalel that job. And so he also gave him the ability to teach. And it says that if you read a little further down on that 35:30. So Exodus 36, and he says there, basically the skills and abilities to know how to carry on the work of constructing the sanctuary. So we all have a work to do, and the Lord appoints that to us, and Jesus sent us all out in the New Testament to go out, and that's a work that we all have, we all do. Any opportunity, you know, it's up to us with a heart to serve, or it doesn't always happen. I've had some opportunities and have not done them, have not spoken on the Lord's behalf, and was convicted. And so I have learned that when the Lord speaks to me and he gives that opportunity, I take it. For me, it's easier if somebody asks me, what is it that you know? It's easier, and I tell them, you know what, since you asked, then I'm going to tell you. But I don't go out of my way to tell people who I am. And I've had the opportunity for people to ask me, there's something different. I've had people ask me, are you Christian? Or what is it that you're different? And I give that credit to the Lord. He has given me those opportunities to speak on his behalf. So I just want to say that the Holy Spirit is working in you. If you allow Christ in your heart, then you're born again and the Spirit is in you. And you can use him. So call upon him. So I'm going to move on to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to try to go from the old to the new just to make some connections. And I want to go into 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2. And from verse 10 through 16. Says here, but God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, for whom among men knows the thoughts of man except for who among men knows the thoughts of man except from the man's spirit within him. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the spirit of the world, but we have the spirit from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual man makes judgments about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So the Spirit knows the heart of God. That is, he gives us that desire to seek the Lord, to find him. He's wherever we are. He knows us, as we heard in the message, maybe I think it was last week, that God knows us, but we don't know God as well. We don't know him to the extent that he reveals, and it's only at his time that he reveals himself to us. And those things are ours. That's something we keep. To give it away, you can tell somebody that doesn't know the Lord, they may not even understand. But as you grow in the faith, the Lord reveals himself and gives us opportunity to meet people. You will meet people that are at your level, I feel. I've had opportunity to speak to some that were just new believers, because I think the Lord just, he sets it up so that we have people that we can bring alongside, disciple, share, and he opens that time for us. So it's something that the Spirit has to be part of in order for it to work. None of this is on our own. The Spirit has all the power, and we just need to let him do his work, because that's what we're here for. That's why you're here. We've all been appointed to do this work. So I want to move on just to the two words of skill and ability. And in the New Testament, we'll just move back into Acts. And go with the Acts 1. Verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and to all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So we take what the Spirit has, you know, the Lord prepares us with the knowledge, the understanding, and the abilities to go out and do this work. And we're empowered by the Holy Spirit once we surrender our lives to the Lord. You can't do it on, you know, I don't want to go down there, but some of the prophets had that problem where they didn't want to, you know, give the Lord the opportunity. And Jonah's one of them, you know, he ran. And we all tend to do that when we're not, you know, the Lord has his ways of getting our hearts, but you got to surrender to the Lord to give that. He wants us to work to get others to come to the Lord, and we've got to surrender ourselves to doing that work through the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, he gives gifts. Now, there's a whole list of them, so I hope you guys have time. No. I definitely cannot tell you anything about any one gift at all. I just know that the Lord has a gift for everybody. And some of them we all have. And we all have to work at using those gifts. And skill, that's a skill that you hone, and you do the work. When you hone your skills, you get better at it. So that's like doing it over and over. I was fortunate to run work in the electrical trade and had a lot of young apprentices, and we would, you know, tell these young guys to just watch your journeyman and take the good things and get rid of the rest. So there were things that you were going to carry on in your career. It's the same with the Lord. You're going to carry things that work, that the Lord's going to give you, and you're going to learn to use them well. One of the things is, I remember when I first started in the trade, is we had to carry our pouch. As an apprentice, you had to carry the pouch every day at all times. And there were 12 tools in that pouch that had to be in there in your first and second year. No questions, you had to have those tools when you came to a job site. Screwdriver, tape measure, level, you know, tongue and groove pliers, and then the linesman's, which were my favorite pair. And these tools, they wanted you using them so that you would get better at using them. So it wasn't really the fact that I used to have guys tell me, well, you have a better pair. Says, no, I don't have anything better. I used to buy the cheapest pair because I would throw my tools in the box, and some days I didn't need to carry them, but I'd always lose my linesman, my pliers. That tool did, I could do more work with that tool than most people. As you learn to use your skills, that tool became a lot of things for me. You could pull your wire. You can cut the wire. You could, we used to use it as a hammer. We shouldn't use that, but that was just something that I used to use it for. And when I had to carry my tools, I'd only have to carry that and a four-in-one screwdriver. And that's all I needed. I would tell, you know, they would say, where's the rest of your tools? I said, I only need these. I kind of did that towards the end of my apprenticeship as I was into the fifth year. And I got away with it. I didn't get in trouble for it. But as a foreman, that's all I would carry around. And a level, you know, just these tools, different tools. But that one tool did everything for me. It helped me to show others. It didn't matter. I bought the cheapest Home Depot brand, and I threw it in my bag, and nobody wanted it. Okay, nobody wanted to touch it. So I never lost it, but I lost maybe 5 or 6 pairs of that tool. And every time I'd go back, I said, who has my tool? And everybody would have a similar one. But so I said, you know what? I don't need it. I'll just get myself a commercial brand. And I still have that till today. And it's it does a lot for me. So I want to say one of the let me turn you over into Ephesians 4. So there's a lot of information on those gifts that we're given. But I don't know what your gifts are, but I know we do have one in common. 4:12. So it says to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So the gifts that you're given, one that we all have, is prayer. Prayer. And I've had opportunity to speak with people, and some that were new believers, and they would ask me, how do you pray? And, you know, let's go to Romans from there, and that way I can just get this out. It says in 8:26 of Romans, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us with groans that the words cannot express. So that's really comforting to know that the Lord can understand just the utterance of whatever you're feeling. Sometimes we're lost for words and during a situation, and you know, just coming to the Lord, he knows what we're talking about, what we're asking him, and it's something to grab onto. It's something to know that we can, at any time, you can go there. I have a funny story for those of you that remember Richard Poryrena. When I was an apprentice, I had a couple days off, and Richard was looking for some help. He wanted to move some equipment from down here up to somewhere up in Arrowhead, and they asked, would anybody help him? I was at a brothers meeting, and I had the time off. Nobody agreed, but I figured since I wasn't working, why not give this gentleman a hand? I didn't know Richard very well yet. And so I agreed to come in, and I went with him. We loaded up a trailer, and we drove this trailer up the hill. We delivered all this equipment. He was I think a gold miner or something. So I had no idea what we were doing.
He was a professional rainbow chaser.
Another brother in the Lord. That's all I know. So, and I'll go.
His kids.
I did get to meet some of his kids up there. That I do remember. But on the way down from the hill, we were driving back off the 605 and made that transition over here at the 60. And this trailer that he hooked up, we made that turn, and just kind of like it was around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Traffic was a little bit heavy, and I was just silent the whole way back. I was kind of amazed because he used to use a stick for the gas, and you know the way he got around in his with his handicap, he did very well. I was like, wow. But when we made that turn, he looked over to me and he said, "It's loose." When I looked at him, "It's loose." And I saw the trailer take off in front of us. And all the cars were just doing like, and I just watched that thing head right to the K-rail. It ended up on the K-rail. And I remember we pulled over. The first thing Richard said, he says, "Let's pray." And I looked at him like, now, right now? Like, but I said that to myself. I was like, what is he saying? And I hope he wasn't asking me to pray, because I was like, I just didn't know. I was in shock a little bit. And we pulled over and he started praying. And like 2 minutes later, here's CHP right at his window. And Richard was like, so, not that he was out of it, but after we had prayed, he was like, yeah, thing came off, you know? And the CHP officer said, "What are you doing?" He's just like yelling at him in his face, but Richard's all, "Yeah, just got away from us, and you don't," and I'm just like sitting there, as you know, I was just a bystander, just like, oh, what's happening here? And he's like, "Get your vehicle off the freeway, and get it so we can't see it," or something they said like that. And then we came up and watched two tow trucks pull that thing off the center divider. Nobody got hurt. But that's the first time I see somebody to say, I mean, what do you do? He pulled that thing out of his pouch. "We're going to pray right now." He didn't get a ticket. I'm thinking like, this guy, we're going to be in so much trouble. They're going to come back. And you know what? It never happened. It was a long day for me that day, because I remember didn't get home until very late. But the Lord took care of us. You know, I mean, we didn't all things that could have happened. And you know, this was the dead of the traffic, people going home. I just saw, you know, the sea parted. I just saw this thing just literally take off. And, you know, that was, I'll never forget that. It was just, but he took the time to say, "Let's pray." And he prayed. And I just remember looking at him while and the CHP is just like, just in his face. I mean, I could see spit coming out of the CHP's mouth. And I was just like, he's really upset. We're going to be in a lot of trouble. But it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. So I'm thankful that God gave me that opportunity to be with him that day and help him. So, okay. And So we've covered who the Holy Spirit is a little bit. Skills and abilities, we've covered a little. Your skills and abilities are different from everybody else's. Your gifts are different. And you'll learn to grab onto something and use it. And the Lord's going to magnify that and use that for his glory. And you'll have that opportunity. I can't speak for everybody, but I mean, there's some on the list there that, you know, my father-in-law said one of the last times I spoke to him, that he said, "You got the gift of helps, Ralph." And I was like, I've never heard that. What's this gift, you know? You don't know until the Lord reveals that to you. And he reveals that to others. And we all have, you know, look around the room and say, yeah, that person has the gift of. And it's something that we got to work on. We got to hone that skill, and it'll become the usefulness to the Lord in his glory. Everything is done for the glory of God. And so it's all for his work. And if you're willing and surrender yourself to doing that, then it makes it much easier. If not, you know, it takes a long time to get there. So I give into when I can. It's not all the time, but you know, it's a struggle. But the Lord says, call on my spirit and he will help you. So he is the helper. That's what Jesus said. I will send you this helper, this paraclete. And so we are blessed with that. And I'm just going to touch a little bit on knowledge. So knowledge, and I want to say during my sharing meeting that I was speaking about knowledge. And I thought that was a priority. And I still do. But everybody comes to this knowledge of God at their own time. Wherever you're at, the Lord brings you up. You know, Moses had to go out to the desert and learn. He was in a place before he went there of, he was in the palaces, he was in Egypt, he was educated, he was given everything. But he left there as a murderer, and he went to the desert, and the Lord spoke to him and called him, says, I've got use for you. But he gave him knowledge and some understanding, which is important that we all must get that. We all need that. And the Lord gives it to us as we can handle. So I just want to open up in Proverbs. I like Proverbs. Go right to the beginning. So Proverbs 1, 2 through 7 says, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding the words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple knowledge and discretion of the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the saying and riddles are wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And I want to jump over into chapter 2 and look at verse, in chapter 2, verse 4 through 7. Well, actually, I'm going to read the whole thing. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. And if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, cry aloud praying. And if you look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So every one of us has been prepared to do a work, and the Lord, whether you can see and look back, you can see that the Lord has brought you to a place where you're able to do a work for him. That knowledge that you have in God himself has been given to you, and the Spirit helps you use that knowledge to share with others, to be doing the Lord's work. And that is why we're here. You know, the Lord wanted our attention. When Adam left, the Spirit doesn't talk about him until, you know, it does. There are some areas that he talks about him in Exodus, but for the most part, not until the Spirit left that Jesus came and said, he's coming back. And the Spirit was already part of the earth. He's now here with us through each and every one of us. He is that light. He's now back on the earth. So his Spirit is here. And the knowledge that you're going to attain is going to be your willingness to cooperate. And the Lord, if you seek, he will show you. The Holy Spirit gives us a desire from inside, a desire to know God. And so you continue to reach for more knowledge and understanding. And it's something that we got to exercise on a daily basis. Because for me, God was at one time just in a box. So when I needed him, I pulled him out and used him and put him back. It's no longer like that. When you start having spiritual, you know, your reasoning, you start thinking about the mess that this world's in right now, there's no peace. And to gain that peace, you've got to look beyond and know that the Lord says, I have something else for you. Not just a new body, but it's a new earth. There's so much promise that's coming, but the Lord is working to that, and we need to get the work done in order for us to get there. And so it does make it a little easier to look at this world and still have some kind of peace. You have the Spirit in you, and that is what you know you need to work with and work on with each other. Do fellowship, prayer, and wherever the Lord puts you out, he'll test that. You'll test him and he'll test you. And so I think that's my burden for this morning. I didn't want to continue. I did have quite a bit of notes, but this is the gist of it, and I just want to leave that with you now. Just those three words: knowledge, skills, and abilities. And knowing that the Lord is working that in all of our hearts now. So we used to say in the trade, it's a nooner or sooner. So if you look, it's I didn't take you over, but thank you for giving me the opportunity. Let's just pray. I'll close out. Lord, we're so thankful that you have given us this book that we could refer to and that we could learn from, Lord. We just ask that you continue to reveal yourself through it and through each other, using the Holy Spirit as Jesus promised, our helper, Lord. Thank you for this time, Lord, and we ask for a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.